rock and roll in the 80s and 90s in Australia. Man, it was at the forefront right across the world. And and this guy, mate, he was at the forefront of Australian rock, inducted to the ARIA Hall of Fame. He's an iconic singer. James Rain, welcome to the Grill Team, mate.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
James, I went and saw you recently at
Lazotte's.
Great. Yeah. D White. Man, I've got to say, unbelievable night. Had a great time.
Thank you very much.
You still like performing?
I still love it. In fact, I like it better than I ever have.
Why is that?
Because I'm better at it. I sort of know what I'm doing, but I'm still learning. And I know how to look after myself on the road, which helps. Even though when I was younger, it was fun. But I just know how to do it. And I know, I feel more confident and the pressure's off and I don't have to, it's just Well, it's like you guys would probably feel easier doing this than the first day you did it.
Oh, actually.
If that makes any sense. Or I've said the wrong thing.
Five years old, getting up at 3:45 in the morning. That's not entirely
true.
That's
right.
I actually enjoyed this more than I actually enjoyed my footy career.
What was it like when you played certain songs and you hardly even had to sing?
It's almost more like that now.
Okay.
There are certain songs you start and you start the intro and the crowd just starts singing.
They take over.
Yeah. So you let it,
Boys Light Up.
Boys Light Up, they do that. The biggest problem, it's not a problem, but sometimes in the middle of really quiet ones, especially acoustic gigs, you'll be in the middle of a quiet moment because you know how to play the moment a bit more now that I'm older and wiser. But someone will always go, "Boys Light Up!" in the middle of this night. Moment.
Yeah,
you think,
I've
got
them. Brother. Getting there.
I've got them in the palm of my hand.
You might be about to sell a lot more records. We've touched on the fact that Sweet Child of Mine and Unpublished Critics, there's possibility that,
plagiarism,
that they might have been
similarities.
Well, there's another one coming out. The iconic band who changed music in the early 90s, of course, Nirvana, with Smells Like Teen Spirit, sounds unbelievably like Daughters of the Northern Coast, a more obscure song that you boys released.
Well, let's have a listen to that one first. Of course,
you
know this one.
Wow.
Now, they've ripped you off. They've ripped off your song 100%.
You've heard that for the first time.
That's the very first. I've never heard this theory, and that's the very first time I've heard that. And I have to be very careful what I say.
Okay. What's your lawyer's number?
Well, you maybe don't say anything, but we can say it for you.
Well, we don't have to be careful. Yeah. Mate, it sounds like a dead set ripoff. Yeah.
Well, I hope you guys are good. Can I get my reaction? Okay, with the other one that people have been talking about recently, because people have been telling me for years and years and years that the Sweet Child of Mine is
Unpublished Critics.
I haven't said it. People have told me.
It's very similar.
So my reaction is, it is not inconceivable that there may be some similarities.
See, well, some royalties are coming your way.
There you go.
And that's why I let. In terms of, do I go people like this? I let people who know a lot more about this.
Yeah, of course. That's right. Hand it over to the right people.
That's right. And trying to get a publishing company or certain publishing companies to move is like stopping a ship.
Right.
It's like you need 2 miles to stop it, turn it around. You know, and God forbid, their publishing company is the same as mine. Imagine if that was the situation. What do you do
then? That would be
tricky.
You'd have to ask someone, can you go and sue yourself, please?
Yeah.
But you didn't hear that from me.
Okay. James, it's in the vault, mate. We're the grill team.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, cool. Keep it quiet. Now, you're going to sing a song for us. We've got you live this morning. What are you going to sing for us?
I'd love to sing Reckless.
Oh, Lay Down Your Guns.
Perfect. No, tell me. You guys tell me. I'm happy to do anything. I don't care.
You've earned your stripes.
What was your favorite? What do you love playing? What's that song you look down here? Yep, here we go.
The stuff that I could play. Well, I like playing "I Know It You Again." That's a good one.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite song.
Really?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to play that one?
I love it.
Instead of Reckless. All right, I'll do it.
Since we've got you there. James, thanks for coming in.
No worries, guys.
Live at the Grill on Triple M.
Thank you, gentlemen.